Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Pro Rodeo Sports News Recap. This is Rodeo Time with Dale Brisby on this episode. I believe it's the sixth podcast episode. It's February 2020, and we're going to be going through the February edition of the Pro Rodeo Sports News. I'm your host, for the three of you that don't know, Dale Brisby, greatest bull rider ever to walk the earth. And I've got a special guest with me today, Mr. Josiah Chicho Nation Zapata.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me.
He insists on holding the microphone. Why do you insist on holding the microphone?
Well, this stand right here is just a tick too short for me to get right up here on the microphone.
So I was trying to give you an opportunity to give your one plug.
Yeah. Well,
he's a rodeo announcer, and he insists on holding the microphone.
It just feels natural. It's just more natural to hold the microphone.
Yeah, because you're a rodeo announcer. Yeah. What else do you do?
Well, team rope. I announce rodeo and then come here. I join you sometimes in some of your episodes of Rodeo Time.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, what does Cheech do? I don't even know. People will ask me, and I don't know. Like, how do you make money?
Oh, well, I mean, pretty much I ride my horses, or I ride horses for other people.
Okay.
Or announce rodeo.
Okay.
Announcing rodeo.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See, so, because the way I make money is I spur so many fat Bramer necks for fat money checks. And I just make it rain 90-point bull rides, and they pay me for it. So I just didn't know. I mean, I know you don't do that, do you?
No.
Maybe?
No.
Oh.
No, but I do. Oh. Listen, I'm fixing to go on the team roping trail.
Are you really?
Yeah, and I do have a goal. So in 4 years, one of my goals is I want to compete or qualify for a steer roping finals.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of my goals.
I didn't even know you steer roped.
It's just one of my, I'm like, not quite a Swiss Army knife, but close. Like the case pocket knife of rodeo.
Okay, well, that's only one blade.
Yeah.
Is it a double blade?
It's a trapper. Yeah.
Does it also have like the hoof pick? Some of them have hoof picks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's one of my goals. But ultimately, during the week, we are feeding horses, riding horses, or up here.
Whose horses? Who are you training with?
So, well, this guy, y'all may not have heard of him, but, you know, I live right down the road, and he called me, and he was like, hey, do you think you can come over and give me a few tips? His name's Trevor Brazil, recently retired.
Oh, name drop.
Yeah.
Retired, why does he need tips?
Well, Trevor sometimes, he forgets some of the things that, we got to go back to the basics, and he was at an advanced level, and I was already there. And so I go back and I'm like, Trevor, just slow down. This is, I mean, you're not at 90 rodeos a year anymore. We got to slow down.
Right.
You know? And so going over to the barn, probably about 3 or 4 days a week, to be honest with you, I've learned more in 7 days than I have in 7 years at Trevor's barn, but he still comes to me for advice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you, as the teacher, you learn.
Yes.
You know, I've heard a lot of teachers say that. I myself have learned sometimes from teaching.
It'd be kind of like you not having interns, but you being the intern and your interns being the boss.
Do you think you'll get to enter a rodeo with Trevor Brazil?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or you're roping horns.
I'm roping horns.
Okay.
He's going to have to really ride a good heel horse.
Okay, you'd have to have him heel.
Well, I mean, he'd have to ride a good heel
horse. Oh,
he'd
have to. Okay.
A good one.
To keep up with you turning left.
Yeah, well, not only that, but like when I rope something and I give a delay and I tell a heeler, hey, there's going to be a little bit of delay in this spin, and he comes crashing in there, like I don't need that. I need him to kind of get his mind right and get to roping correctly. You know, he's so square. He's so just – I need him to just come down a couple notches because – I got a lot of pressure on me when I rope for Trevor.
See, you're talking way over my head, even right here. Here we go. We've got with us today, again, like I said, the Pro Rodeo Sports News magazine. Mm-hmm. We're going to go through it, just talk about some highlights. We've not looked at it at all for even a second maybe, but we're going to go through here. Cool flicks, best images of 2019, also remembering Hall of Fame bullfighter Wick Peth. Here we go. Cheech, and if you've got any thoughts here, that's basically what we're doing, is we're telling the citizens of Winnebago out there, we're letting them know, hey, this is what's going on. Here we've got, I want to talk about Jake Brown, and second page, tops in Texas Circuit, 30 champions of the Texas Circuit were crowned. So Jake, I'm pretty sure he won all three rounds at the circuit finals in the bareback riding. Good friend of mine. We've been on the rodeo trail together, and one thing you need to know about Jake is he will ask you to help him in the bareback riding, and he will not, no matter what he says, stick around to help you in the bull riding. So
he
not going to happen.
Rope.
Nope, he'll be gone by then. Bareback riders do not like to wait around.
So the first one's there and the last one's to kind of like, or the first one's to leave and the first one's there.
Both. Yeah. First one's there, first one's to leave, Jake Brown. So I'm glad that you won $7,000 and you have thumbs up there at the circuit finals. But how about let's stay longer than whatever the second event is, timed event.
Bulldogging. Yeah.
I almost said team roping, but that's right before the barrel racing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moving on, we've got one thing that's not going to be in this magazine are our Fort Worth winners.
Yeah.
Tilden Hooper, 90 Woo-wee. Plus points in the bareback riding.
Yeah.
Won Fort Worth. Dawson Hay.
Now.
On a frontier horse, won the saddle bronc riding.
And not just a ride, like a whale of a ride, like a display on how to ride a bucking horse, like an amazing display.
Yep.
It's really good.
So who won the timed events?
So I do know this. I know that Tough Cooper walks away with second place. I'm not real sure who walks away with the number one spot, but I think there was a split right there. I'm not real sure about that. But you know, there is one thing that I do and I'm excited about. The breakaway roping is now in pro rodeo. And so it's another event that's going on in on the timed event side.
Yeah.
So the girls.
For the ladies.
Yep. Yeah. They're pretty salty.
Absolutely. We've got in the world standings, Wynn Ratliff winning the bareback. Wyatt Casper winning the saddle bronc riding. And JT Moore winning the bull riding. Now, talking about February, are you worried about the world standings? Cheech, and your race to make the steer roping finals.
Am I worried about the race?
February?
No, because they're not happening. Because they all happen right there. You better get your mind right, because coming to Corpus, you go to all those rodeos that are right there close by together. And so then, yeah, you better be ready. You better be legging up your horse. But, like, I do got one question for you, though. Out of all of those world standings right there, who are your picks in the rough stock event right now that are going in there in the 2019 and the 2020 season that you'll see in December at the big show in Las Vegas?
Okay. That's a really good question, because some of these names that are in the top 15 right now aren't going to be in the top 15 in December or October 1st, which is the end of the season. So of these 15 that are in the top 15, if you're following along with us, you know, I know Jake Brown right now, he's sitting second in the world. NFR vet, I believe he's going to make a run again. Uh-huh. Tim O'Connell is sitting 15th. He'll be climbing up there, and he'll be in, you know, third, fourth, top five by the time it's all said and done. Anthony Thomas, I hope he makes it. He's from Australia, down under. Let's move on to the saddle bronc. Whoa. Parker Kempfer is from Florida. He's sitting 12th. Man, it'd be neat to see him stay in the top 15. Young guy, single, I believe, ladies. Jacobs is 10th. You know, it's just so early. I don't even know. I hate to play this game right now.
The reason that I ask, though, is one of my main reasons for asking is there is a lot of rookies. There is a lot of rookies in the top 15 right now. Well,
yes.
I mean, in the world standings. I mean, there's a lot of guys right there that are not veteran guys that are sitting.
Or it would be their first NFR.
Yeah.
Yeah, a ton of them.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is. Cheech, thank you for that. Crawley battling nagging leg injuries, which is funny to me that they use the word nagging, because he was a bit of he liked to nag me when we were roommates in college.
Yeah. You nag me sometimes, but I mean, Jacob's legitimately is climbing on, I mean, I'm not taking any way away from the great Dale Brisby, but he's climbing on world champion Buckenstock. NFR patches on their rumps.
You tried to do that with everything. You tried to have like world champion like cleanliness in our room. And
he didn't.
I was pretty sloppy. So, I don't know. It probably was pretty normal. It probably wasn't like nagging in by everyone's definition.
Okay, so the worst, I mean, like, what? How do you feel his leg injuries right now? Like a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think?
I mean, he's still riding. He's still getting on. It's February.
Yeah.
So, no, it's definitely more than a 2.
Okay.
If they're writing about it in the PSN, then it's definitely more than a 2. If it's article worthy, then I'd say it's at least a 7.
Okay.
No, probably not an 8. You get to an 8. 8, 9, and 10, he's not rodeoing that hard in February. He's not going to go to... And unless maybe he's not, we're going to get into some images here. Now, this is something you're going to see on Rodeo Rex. I'm flying through the air. This is not good. What is your, speaking of Rodeo Rex, what might be your most embarrassing moment in the arena that you can remember?
For me?
Or like you're on the microphone, not necessarily in the arena, but maybe you're in the crow's nest. Did you say something, mispronounce a name? Accidentally fart and they heard it on the microphone?
No, I think one of the most embarrassing moments I've had is probably the entire power going out for like 5 minutes, and I didn't really know because in my ear monitor it was battery powered, and so like I could hear myself, but I didn't know for at least 20 seconds that the power didn't go off, so I was still talking, you know, like.
And everybody's looking at you.
Everybody's just looking at me like,
and
what?
And you're like, wow, I really got their attention.
Yeah.
That's not that embarrassing. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm
so
talking
like when
about.
When I split my jeans.
Where?
Commando.
When?
I don't really want to talk about it.
That's why you have a microphone on your hand,
all
is
right.
To talk about it.
All right. So at. Actually, it was in College Station. It was at a team roping in the 10 building over there at, what's the name of the building?
In Bryan.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So I was there. I reached out there to, it was hot. It was muggy.
As always in Bryan.
Yeah. I was sitting there. I was fixing a rope. I stretched and I heard the inevitable noise of, and it was my britches on the backside. And everybody got to see part of my ham.
Were they just too small? Were they too old? What was it?
A little bit of both. Okay. A little bit of both.
Okay.
You know how it is on a hot, clammy day? You know what I mean? Like, and it kind of wants to stick, and your pants aren't.
Yeah. Where you going? And you were going commando. You already said that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the risk you take, especially being
when
in
I
muggy.
Got off my horse. It was even worse than what it was when I started.
I'm looking through here. We got a lot of bullfighter pictures. Jacob's in Mineral Wells.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some queens. What is the most embarrassing thing you might have witnessed for a contestant and or queen, committee man, any of those things?
I think a queen falling off the when they bring the queens in.
It's always I feel so bad for them.
When they were bringing the queens in,
Okay, we get that. They were bringing the queens in.
And she went to step off of the horse-drawn little buggy they were on and just bodies herself right off the back of this thing in front of everybody. And I really thought that she had knocked herself out. But really, in reality, she was so shocked that she fell.
Mm-hmm.
And she got up and her makeup was just kind of smeared a little bit and a little dirt was... kind of all over her.
It's like the most often thing to go wrong at a rodeo is a queen or someone in the grand entry getting bucked off. The most recent one I saw was in Denton coming out. They were trying to leave out. But nonetheless, you feel bad for them. Can't help but But
rule number one, though, like in the grand entry, can I just say this for a second? Rule number one, if you're going to have a grand entry or the girls are coming in with the queens and the flags, close the gate behind them. That way if somebody gets bucked off, like horse doesn't just 9-0 it out the
– gone.
Yeah. They're just going back to the trailer.
So memoriam? Memoriam?
Mm-hmm.
Memoriam? I've not ever read that, seen that word. I don't think I've ever seen that word before in my life. Memoriam, with an M at the end, not a memorial. Wickpath, Hall of Famer passes. I personally never got to meet him. I saw some people post pictures. He's got they've got a picture here. He's turning back a bull. That's what they got hired for back in the day. It wasn't about protecting the Cowboys, about turning bulls back.
Is that what it was,
dude? You talk to any old bullfighter,
yeah.
If you could turn a bull back, you had a job. All pictures of my old man fighting bulls, he's turning a bull back.
You know what I think?
Because not every bull turned back then.
Okay.
They needed help. A lot of them were mean, and they would buck, jump, kick, but they may not turn back.
I love it when you talk to an old school bullfighter, and they will tell you that they fought 100 bulls by themselves.
Yeah.
When they were bucking bulls. You know, like
with no vest,
and
two, you know, like a lot of those bulls that were mean, since they weren't as rank as bulls today, were probably harder to fight because, you know, I've seen that they're flat, like Sammy Andrews bulls, like easiest pin of bulls to fight, that, you know, because they want to kill you, but they also are bucking their guts out and they don't have time to kill you because they're 4 feet in the air.
Do you think that...
But back then, not the case. You had to get around them all, son.
Like, turn them back. How many hookings do you think? You think there were more hookings back then than there were today? Because of that?
Just bulls being a little...
Yeah.
Just the difference in... I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Because, I mean, yeah, they do buck harder right now, but they'll still get you. They'll still get in your shorts. I feel like it's just hard for me to speak about that era.
Have you ever taken a hooking?
Yes, of course. I've taken a few. They were on purpose to save people.
Oh, they were on purpose?
Yeah, and I've never taken one that I didn't want to take. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a hooking?
No. I'm pretty much on the fence. When things start getting hooked, I'm on the fence, or I'm kind of watching from a ways back.
Going to the Business Journal, definitely my favorite part of the Pro Rodeo Sports News. The thing about it, this looks way different. Why is everything?
There's no lines in there.
They don't have as much info on these. Why did they collapse everything? Interesting. I'm going to talk to my good friend at the PRCA, Mr. George Thomas. We're like best friends. George Taylor. This right here is what will get a rodeo cowboy in trouble. It's like when I was a kid and I would go to the donut shop with my old man. We would drive in and like my eyes were like this big. You know, I had on sunglasses so nobody knew it. But you walk up to those donuts. All right, I want four sprinkles. I want a fritter. I want a bear claw. I want four dozen.
Ooh, donut holes. Were
donut holes, yes, exactly. Yeah. And then I get to the truck, I eat four donut holes and I'm done. My eyes got way bigger than my stomach.
Yeah.
That's what this right here, the Business Journal is. It's like you want to enter everything. They're like,
I want to announce all of these, but I'm kind of looking at, this is yours, right? I sent this to the Dale Brisby.
Yep. Card number 0000001.
Okay. All right. Well, card 000, et cetera, one. You haven't really got in here to get to business yet. There's no circles. Remember when people get a Sharpie or a pen?
Oh, son, it's February.
San Antonio.
We just talked about that. Sage Kimsey's not even in the top 15. All right? Some of us don't have to rodeo that hard in February.
So, like, we'll see you maybe somewhere around Reno or...
Yeah, September.
September.
Look out for me.
Yeah.
Old son. Golly, I'll dip into a few of these just to say, what's up, guys?
Yeah. Belmont. Look, Goliad. Ocala. Lincoln. Nacogdoches, Texas. Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, read, okay?
These are close to the house, and you're not going to go?
I mean, I don't know. I might, but how much they got added? Not enough. 2,500, 2,000, 5,000, 12,000. I mean, like... That's not enough for Dale Brisby to sniff at.
Oh, that ain't. That's not enough.
I think somebody should go to Montgomery, Alabama for $10,000 added. I mean, does it need to be me? I don't know. No, probably not. Tough enough to wear pink nights. Homestead, Florida already happened. Rapid City already happened. Yuma, Arizona already happened. Thank you for joining us this episode of the Pro Rodeo Sports News Recap. We have flown through the magazine. Cheech, what do you have to share with us, closing remarks for the citizens of Winnebago out there?
Keep your head on a swivel. If you see a guy running in a wiener dog suit or a wiener suit, just wave. And also, be looking out because you got some cool stuff heading out. Guys, it's going to be pretty exciting coming in here, and I mean exciting. You've got your two guys that are full-time now. You got J.B. Mooney.
Yeah.
You got...
Hey, J.B. is... I've heard J.B. telling people this, so I don't mind talking about it. I like to say Lord willing. I don't like to, you know, say, like, this is going to happen. Like, I like to say Lord willing at the end. Excuse me, that was a burp. JB, Lord willing, is hoping to move up here to Winnebago.
Winnebago.
Yeah.
Well, so, we're going to have him with
it's
an open
just
door.
It's a long distance mentor relationship that I have with him. And so he's like, "Man, if I could just come up there by you, then I could get your help with my bull riding stuff all the time."
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why not just live by your mentor?
In the comments, I would really like to know, though, if you would be willing to host an open house. If J.B. Mooney moves to Winnebago, do you think you'll have an open house event?
You know, I've kicked it around. I don't know that I really – I mean, because I've talked about having bull riding schools.
Yeah.
Talked about having, like, just a little bull riding practice pen where you can come watch, and then we have live music after. And so, like, just a – JBDB hangout.
Mm-hmm.
I've not ruled any of it out. Come to the warehouse. I mean, I got locals that come by the warehouse to pick up their Dellware. I don't know. You never know. Maybe. Answer your question, maybe.
Maybe. Well, I'm pretty excited to see what 2020 brings for Winnebago, Texas, and for each and every one of you guys. Dale, thank you for... Oh, wait. That's your spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you for coming on the show. Guys, if you'd like to, if you're in San Antonio area, check out our rodeo booth, our rodeo time booth there at the Stock Show and Rodeo. We just wrapped up Fort Worth. We have like 8 booths throughout the year, one every month and a half on average, I guess. So, with the big one being the NFR, you got to come out there. Find me at Cowboy Christmas. And if you can't make it to a booth, DaleBrisby.com. Shameless plug, because it's always rodeo time.
Fucking stalk around the clock.
Pow, pow, and on to the next one, old son.
So, you got time for one more?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, why? What do you want to talk about?
Booth life.
You want to just keep going on this one?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about basically, I'll just interview you right quick. We'll just do